This book will teach you the precise principles I have used to become the following: no-holds-barred cage fighter, vanquisher of 4 world champions. First American in history to hold a Guinness World Record in tango. Princeton University guest lecturer in entrepreneurship. Applied linguist in Japanese, Chinese, German, and Spanish. Glycemic index researcher. National Chinese kickboxing champion. MTV breakdancer in Taiwan. Athletic advisor to more than 30 world record holders. Actor on hit TV series in China and Hong Kong. TV host in Thailand and China. Political asylum researcher and activist. Shark diver. Motorcycle racer. How I got to this point is a tad less glamorous. 1977. Born 6 weeks premature and given a 10% chance of living. I survive instead and grow so fat that I can't roll onto my stomach. A muscular imbalance of the eyes makes me look in opposite directions, and my mother refers to me affectionately as tuna fish. So far, so good. 1983. Nearly fail kindergarten because I refuse to learn the alphabet. My teacher refuses to explain why I should learn it, opting instead for, "I'm the teacher, that's why." I tell her that's stupid and ask her to leave me alone so I can focus on drawing sharks. She sends me to the bad table instead and makes me eat a bar of soap. Disdain for authority begins. 1991. My first job. Ah, the memories. I'm hired for minimum wage as the cleaner at an ice cream parlor and quickly realize that the big boss's methods duplicate effort. I do it my way, finish in 1 hour instead of 8, and spend the rest of the time reading kung fu magazines and practicing karate kicks outside. I am fired in a record 3 days, left with the parting comment, "Maybe someday you'll understand the value of hard work." It seems I still don't. 1993. I volunteer for a 1-year exchange program in Japan, where people work themselves to death, a phenomenon called karushi, and are said to want to be Shinto when born, Christian when married, and Buddhist when they die. I conclude that most people are really confused about life. One evening, intending to ask my host mother to wake me the next morning, Okosu, I ask her to violently rape me, Okasu. She's very confused. 1996. I managed to slip, undetected, into Princeton, despite SAT scores 40% lower than the average and my high school admissions counselor telling me to be more realistic. I conclude I'm just not good at reality. I major in neuroscience and then switch to East Asian studies to avoid putting printer jacks on cat heads.